It's the Brew Ha Ha Podcast with Steve Jackson and Mark Carpenter.
It's now the Drive Brew Ha Ha and Brews News with Herlinda and cider expert Ed McGrath is with us. Dude.
Hello.
I can't believe you haven't been in before.
No one invited me.
Well, Herlinda, that's her fault.
I've invited him for a long time.
So how does one become a cider expert? I mean, give us your history.
By loving cider. In 1981, I'm in Canada, and there's a beer strike. It was tragic for
beer strike.
Beer strike in 1981.
Really? So, I don't remember that.
Oh, it was in
Canada. I can't believe Canada didn't shut down completely.
I think they did. Well, from you know, the Bay Area, I had my choice of Anchor or Guinness. So I was up there all excited about trying, you know, having all this variety
Molson's
of
Molson's and Moosehead.
Well, no, they're some good imports. Nothing was available. So someone said, quit whining, drink a cider. So I remember it was called a BC cider, and I fell in love with it since.
Tell me why and how you fell in love with cider. I got to admit, I'm a big wine guy, and I enjoy it. We've had all sorts of cider people in before, and some of it, you know, just makes me go, yes. But some of it, I go, no.
Well, my growing up, my family had a little vineyard in St. Helena. Really? Yeah. I mean, tiny. And I didn't like the pretentiousness of the wine world.
Yeah, I understand.
And
I understand.
Cider is working class or elegant, and it's honest, not pretentious, and it's truly the nectar of the gods.
It really has become a huge deal these days, and especially in our area.
Oh, yes. Oh,
and in England, it is for everyone, especially the working class, and like everything from the scrumpies to like the really refined ciders. Like Weston, actually, I went to Weston when I was there. But Ed and I were both at the cider conference in Oakland. That's like for the whole world. There was like Japanese ciders, Australian. And that was at the end of January, just in time. Yes. And there were so many amazing. I mean, Japan's doing some of the incredible ciders, and then of course, you know, Australia and France, but tons of California ciders that are pretty amazing. But Ed brought a French cider that he
just poured consulting. Me this French cider.
Yeah, from like the Normandy area.
So they're big on this over there?
Oh, yes.
Really?
And, in fact, you were one of the first three people in California to try this cider.
Where's it from? Who's it from? And what is it?
It's from, my French is horrible. It's Ferme du Romilly, which is from Desny-sur-la-Mer. And what's Desny-sur-la-Mer is famous for the invasion of Normandy. But more contemporary, it's famous because that's where the Disney family came from.
Mm-hmm. Well, the town that this cider is from, my dad and I stayed at when we went to the D-Day ceremonies in Normandy. And St. Mary Glace, which is where, like, in Band of Brothers, the famous church where the paratroopers hanging from the spire.
Okay.
It's like right by there. So that's where everybody was celebrating. And the soldiers, like, they were running out and handing them bottles of cider and some champagne if they still had some. But like to the American soldiers to thank them. And it was like a big party. So this brings back a lot of really good memories for me.
In fact, this family, the great-grandfather ran some bottles of Calvados, which is a brandy made from cider. Mm-hmm. He ran it to the U.S. troops as they landed. Well, as they came towards his village.
Wow. Now this French cider, the nose is spectacular.
Mm-hmm. It's closer to wine, huh?
That's exactly what I was going to say next.
Steve's a wine guy. So what makes the French ciders different, though, than like an English cider?
Oh, the fermentation.
Okay.
Generally, the French ciders are lighter in alcohol. Like 4% to 6%. And while the...
Really? Yes, that's nothing.
While the cider is fermenting, they'll allow the chapeau brun, brown head, the foam and stuff to stay, and it kills the yeast. And that way you could keep it sweet without adding anything.
Oh, they don't have to add added sugars in the French cider?
No, there's no sugars at all. And also they have the variety of apples. Luckily, up here in this county, we have the remarkable Gravenstein, which is our next next cider to sample.
You brought an Ace cider. You're the brand ambassador for Ace cider now.
I get to work with the House family, who are the oldest premier cider makers in the United States.
Yeah, because Jeffrey brought British beer and British cider.
Jeffrey House,
who we love. He should be hopefully here soon. Some Sonoma County people may know his wife was in Star Wars. She's like 6'1", I think. She was in the cantina scene in Star Wars. She's like one of the galactic prostitutes.
We talked about the last few times he was in. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So they're doing good. So they're still like, then their guava cider is like the highest rated cider in America right now.
And it couldn't pick a worse time. It came out just before the shutdown. So it's only a few pubs had it on tap, but it's available in cans. It's just been keeping me employed.
That's always good.
Ace Premium Ace Cider Craft, the original independent family-owned cidery. Until Jeffrey gets here, give us your thoughts.
Wow. So if you can't get a horse, you get a mule. So it's interesting. I thought this was this big national company, but it's a Sebastopol company.
Right.
Employs a whole lot of people. It's distributed. Jeffrey, I hope you're not listening. I believe it's in 48 states, doing really well in the Midwest, doing really well out here. But I was hired because they're bringing in more exclusive bottles. Like the one I have here, I have the Ace Blackjack. It was a 21st anniversary cider, and it's all made from Sonoma County Gravensteins.
And the whole thing with Sonoma County Gravensteins, since we had all the apple thing in Sonoma County, especially Sebastopol and everything, and then it kind of pulled back and went to grapes and such. What is still so great about Gravenstein?
It's classified as an heirloom apple. It has enough tannins and a tartness. It makes a really good cider. There's a lot of the the apples you could pick up in the grocery store. Oh, they're bred for thick skins and not bruising. You can't really make a good cider out of them.
And they don't have the tartness either. I mean, even a Granny Smith, I guess that does. I mean, the skin's pretty thick.
And it ferments. It keeps that distinct flavor as it ferments.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, unfortunately, we're not having our Gravenstein Apple Fair this year.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I think all your listeners can have the Gravenstein Apple Fair by picking up an Ace Blackjack 21.
Nice. Yeah, and then also I think there's so many places still doing the pies and things as well. And then, of course, we have Tilted Shed Cider, who's doing a lot of like heirlooms, and then the Gravenstein and stuff. And I think they all kind of work together in a way.
It's a nice community. It's not mean, vicious. I was a yacht broker for 20 years, and that was the most vicious.
Oh, good Lord.
Vicious industry in the world.
Seriously. Do you like yacht rock?
Oh, I hate Yacht Rock.
I love Yacht Rock.
I get it on my, all I listen to on my phone, is, I mean, on in my car, is
Sirius
CBS.
XM.
Yeah, Sirius XM. Right? Ed, talk about the apples and the difference. Like, you know, this French thing and the Gravenstein, and how does it all work?
Okay, there's, apples are classified. I won't go into, there's like four classifications. There's bitter sharps, bitter sweets. It's kind of complex. But traditionally, apple cider is made from cider apples. But when Prohibition came along, cider was outlawed. And so nobody wants to have acres of trees you can't eat, of apples you can't eat. So the trees were destroyed. So
really?
I mean, acres and acres were destroyed. So to make apples, the clever California cider makers had to do what's on hand. And some of it's clever, like my friends at Far West Cider in Richmond.
Delicious cider.
The father has a orchard. So my friend Adam's dad grows all the apples, and they have crab apples. And the crab apples were pollinators with no economic value other than pollinating the other apple trees. But
they don't make crab apple cider.
It's a wonderful addition.
Wow.
So it's tart, and it's a really good addition.
Most ciders are blended.
Yeah.
So blended with different varietals.
Yeah. So the American cider makers are really dealing with a handicap, I guess, not having the traditional cider apples, and I think that they're doing a good job.
Wow. So cider, It just blows me away because, you know, I was born in New York, grew up in Detroit. We didn't know cider.
Actually, New York has some great ciders.
So everybody's doing it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but yeah. They've been doing them since, like, the time of Washington and his apple trees. But, you know.
Well, I was born before Washington.
And Michigan is making remarkable ciders right now.
Really?
Yeah, remarkable.
They have some cult ciders there,
yeah.
too.
Mm-hmm. Really? Yeah.
But you can do cider out of other things as well. So, like, the Ace has that, you know, the guava cider. And then there's Perry, which is made out of pears, which technically you call it Perry, not cider, mm-hmm. but, you know. And then blending those and other fruits and things as well. But we saw, like, habanero in some of the ciders at the mm-hmm. conference.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so stouts.
No, thank you.
That's classified as a fruit cider. Mm-hmm. And you basically get a cider base, and you either add the fruit to the cider, or you could even ferment the fruit
along with it, yeah, or elderflowers, mm-hmm. which is actually one of my favorite ways to do that. But I thought it'd be like, we're going into the apple season, we would have been having the fair, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to talk about ciders again. But you know what, the beverage people, you can take your apples, you can, you know, rent a press from the beverage people here in Santa Rosa. That's one of our sponsors, actually, and I've done this with some friends, and you can make your own cider from your apples. That, and mm-hmm. if you're wondering, will these apples make decent cider, you know, you can give them a call and send them a picture and, you know, talk about that they have some experts there on doing that. They have all the equipment for even bottling.
Oh, they got everything. Yeah. And Gabe from Beverage People will mm-hmm. be on with us next week again.
Mm-hmm. Actually, Natalie is going to be in next week, Russian River Brewing.
Oh, cool.
Because they are releasing their Black is Beautiful Stout that we talked to Marcus Baskerville from Weathered Souls the other day.
That stout comes out later in the month, right?
No, it's out. It's done.
Oh, it's done?
It's done. So the next Pliny for President and this Black is Beautiful will go on sale at the brewery on the 15th, 15th and 16th.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that one's a fundraiser, and then Pliny for President is just fun. Like,
so
unnecessary.
Ed McGrath, what are you doing now? I mean, explain that again. Explain to everyone.
What am I doing?
Yeah, I mean,
you're brand ambassador, Ace. You're a consultant,
a cider expert.
We're both
and
cider
ambassador.
Judges.
Well, I am. I have a company called the Cider Merchant, and over the years, I do short-term consulting, and sometimes with the year, if a cidery has a certain need,
there's Jeffrey.
There he is. If they have a certain need, I fill that need. So Jeffrey hired me on March 15th. To go to all the bars and sell the remarkable Windfall Cider and the Blackjack to get them into the craft beer places.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was a Friday. Then that Monday, everything closed down. So I've been helping the sales staff, calling on the chains, and now that the places are opening, I'm calling on my old customers again and making things happen.
Jeffrey House
is in the house.
Dude, good to see you.
Good to be seen. Sorry, I'm running a bit late there.
That's all right.
It's a mango cider.
Yeah, mango.
So we were talking about all the different fruits mm-hmm. people can
this
do.
This is brand new.
It's acecider.com. These people do some amazing stuff. Good to see you, man.
There you go, Matt.
Thank you.
Mango.
So what's new at Ace under all this mayhem?
Mango.
Mango.
Mango cider.
Well, I like mango.
It's
apples and mango, and
yeah,
how does it work?
The mango's from Ecuador.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. That's on test market at the moment in a few places up in Oregon and down in Los Angeles. The big thing for us is the guava. It's the fastest growing cider brand in America at this time.
Yeah, didn't we talk about that last time you were here?
We didn't the have the guava. You didn't have the guava yet.
I didn't have it canned because we've spent about the last year sort of going through canning and all the glitches that can happen with canning, which I wouldn't advise anybody to get into canning because it's much more difficult than bottling. But we've done it, and we're selling it, and it's selling very well.
Herlinda, shove that mic into his face, please.
There we go.
Thank you.
Very tall.
I'll sit down.
Yeah,
oh, there you go.
That's better.
There you go.
There you go.
All right, so how has Ace Cider been doing during all the mayhem here?
Well, fortunately, we were able to stay open because we were considered to be Steve Essential. I'm not sure where that comes from. But
I think it's essential.
Apparently, we were essential, so we've been bottling and canning away. Not kegging. We lost all our keg business.
Oh, really?
So we lost about 50% of our business, but some of that has come back because some states have some bars and restaurants open. Sonoma County's open at the moment, I hope, still.
For a couple days.
Yeah, you know, we got into the canning 2 or 3 months ago, and it's already become like a third of our business.
Oh, yeah.
So that was my boys that wanted to do that. They said, do the can thing. And
your sons are helping run the company now, right?
Yeah, they are, yeah. Simon is the sales manager in Los Angeles. He's the national sales manager.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, he's only, what is he, 31? But he thinks he knows everything, you know what I mean?
So, my son is 31 as well, and he does know everything.
Yeah, well, you've taught him well. And then my eldest is 33. He's with his girlfriend in Georgia. He was in Savannah last night on an Ace pub crawl, and apparently the Perry does very well in that hot, humid climate. So,
give us the history of Ace Cider, because you guys are huge.
Ooh, history. Well,
the G rated or the PG rated.
The brand started actually in Marin. That's where we came up with the concept in 1993. We moved up to Sonoma County when we found out that there were apples being grown in Sonoma County, and that there was a cider maker in Occidental. So I drove up one day to see him and thought, wow, we'll buy him some equipment and see if he can make some cider for us. And then from there, we didn't think his cider was very good, so we thought we'd do it on our own. And we started off in Graton. That's what I called it.
The beautiful town of Graton.
It's got even bigger and better, and, you know. So then we were there for a few years, and I met Warren Dutton, who is a big apple grower and a grape grower, and his sons and Gail in the county. And I said, hey, try my ciders. He tried them, and I said, well, what about I sell you 5% of the California Cider Company if you build me a building, a purpose-built building, which after it took longer than we thought. It was about 3 years, but it was built on the corner of 116 and Grayton Road.
Exactly.
And there we started fermenting a bit, and we had a big pub that nobody came to for about 5 years.
That was a great place. I was there many
Ace
times.
Ace in the Hole.
Some of my friends at Ace in the Hole were playing music live. And
well, those people are still playing music live at various. They've got better, too. They've been practicing over the last 10 years, and they're all a family. They're all they're saying, Jeffrey, when are you going to open again? And I said, you've got to be joking. You know, I'm 69 now. I can't do that anymore. But having said that, it wouldn't be a bad idea to have a few Ace in the Hole pubs around.
I have the location for you. Yeah, so I'm taking care of you.
It would work because, you know, the cider business, cider has become very popular. We're now the third largest cidery in the United States.
Which is amazing.
Yeah, that's quite remarkable.
Yeah.
And the pineapple cider that we have is actually the number one fruit cider in America.
Yeah, we talked about that last time you were in.
Yeah.
And I hate pineapple.
Yeah.
Did I even taste it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Did I hate it?
No. You like it?
No. Okay.
I'm a bit naughty there. I call that one Piney the Toddler. I don't know. Anyway.
All right. So for people to get access to all the great ciders and things from Ace Cider, what's the best way to go?
Well, actually, now you just go to www.acecider.com, put in your zip code, and it'll tell you all the places to buy, whether it's guava, pineapple, Ace Apple Honey, Ace Joker.
The Joker.
Or, which is the dry Joker. Blackjack, which is our top-of-the-line cider. I bought some here.
Can they order online or call you and then do a pickup at some point,
Yeah, they can come by the pub during the week, and I will be there, or one of my sons could help them out.
Cool.
The trouble with the guava one is that it hits the Lucky Shells and Safeways, and then it's gone. So people have trouble finding it, which is it's good.
That's a good problem to have.
That is a good problem.
AceCider.com. Cider expert, Ed McGrath. Yeah. Great to finally meet you, man. You got to come back in.
I would enjoy that.
All right. Very cool.
Maybe around Christmas. We should talk mulled ciders and things one day.
Yeah. Now that I can dig. Mm-hmm.
And Jeffrey's from England, so you should probably know some good mulled cider recipes as well.
Yeah. Maybe.
Jeffrey House from Ace Cider, acecider.com. Dude, good to see you again.
Try that one.
Okay. Hold on. Oh. Set it down.
This is beautiful. It's pink and... guava craft cider, gluten-free. Oh, that's the other beauty about cider that I need to mention, is that it's gluten-free, and which I think has helped also with the popularity in the U.S. as more and more people have gone gluten-free, because most beer does, not all beer, but most beer has gluten still.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
Cider's a great alternative for that, too.
And it's vegan.
Yeah, it doesn't have the isinglass from the fish.
I order food to be delivered, and I say, can you add a bunch of gluten to that? Ed McGrath, great to meet you. Jeffrey House from Ace Cider, and of course, her Linda. Thank you so much.
Thank you.